This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So Arnold Schwarzenegger is now claiming he's going to sue oil companies, and he says they're mass murderers for producing fuel. Now, this is true, by the way. This is a true story. We've reported on this at naturalnews.com. You can see Arnold Schwarzenegger's statements about all this. That's exactly what he says, that the oil companies are murderers for producing fuel. Now, the reason I chose this story to talk about today is because this is a really important example of the insanity and delusion of the anti-fossil fuel movement, which, let me qualify and say, I support green energy. I use solar energy. I support renewables. You know, we support rainwater collection, lots of things. I support organic agriculture and permaculture. And I personally try to minimize my so-called carbon footprint just to live in a more sustainable and renewable way. So I'm not someone who is anti-sustainability by any means. And it, you know, if you've heard my podcast before, you know that. But to have Arnold Schwarzenegger attack fuel when he used to fly a private jet every day commuting to the governor's mansion in California, it's insane. And the bigger picture here is almost all these people who are attacking big oil, and they say oil companies are evil, and they say oil pipelines are evil, these are the same people using fuel. They're burning gas. They're buying gas. And it begs the question, according to Arnold Schwarzenegger, then, are people who buy gas also murderers? Because the oil company is simply providing something that's demanded by consumers. You drive a car, you probably buy gas, right? You heat your house, you probably buy fuel of one kind or another. Energy, right? Even if you're heating with electricity, where does that electricity come from? Well, natural gas or coal for the most part. I mean, some of it's wind, some of it's solar, but the dominant vector of that is fossil fuels. So does that mean that everybody who drives a car is a murderer? Is that where this is going? Because that it seems like that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger is actually saying. And I got to tell you, that sounds utterly insane. And it's just wrong, and it's just another example of the total insanity of this anger toward oil companies who, I mean, let's face it, they're just providing something that is in high demand. People drive cars, cities operate buses, and police officers drive cars, ambulances and fire trucks burn fuel. I've never seen a solar-powered fire truck. Have you? No, doesn't exist. And the food that you eat, the food is grown with fossil fuels. And you know why? Because there are no battery-powered tractors, people. There are none. I know, I own John Deere tractors. I like old 1970s-era John Deere tractors. Really fun. And I have one of those. Well, I have a couple. I have a big one and I have a small one. Because I know that those don't have complex electronics, that as long as you have fuel, you can grow food because you've got a tractor. And they last forever because they were made with real quality components back then, unlike today where they're like cheap plastic parts everywhere and electronics, and you have to have software updates just to start your tractor and all that garbage. I wouldn't buy that today. No more John Deere today, that's for sure. But the point is, your food is grown with fuel. And it's astonishing to me how these so-called environmentalists, usually they're all leftists, and they have all this hatred, but they've never thought through their hatred. I mean, they hate oil companies. They never think that the food they're buying comes delivered by trucks that burn fuel. You know, where do you think your food comes from, people? How do you think it's harvested? How do you think the field is plowed? How do you think the seeds are planted? It's all done with fossil fuels. There are no battery-powered tractors. They don't exist. So unless you are living 100% off the grid, you really don't have any legitimate place to start going after oil companies when you're the one buying their product. You're buying their oil. You're buying the gas, you're buying the diesel, effectively, either directly or indirectly. If you eat food, you are burning fuel. So does that make you a murderer, according to the Schwarzenegger logic? I mean, how do you think societies operate? Where do you think all the stuff comes from at the Whole Foods market? Do you think it's delivered by magical unicorns flying powered by fairy dust? What? Where do you think this stuff comes from? No, it's road miles. It's freaking long-haul trucks, truck drivers, filling up the tanks with diesel. That's where all that stuff comes from, the stuff you're buying. Where do you think your clothing comes from? Where do you think all that stuff that you buy on Amazon, where do you think your Amazon packages come from? They're delivered using diesel fuel, people. Does that make you a murderer? According to Arnold Schwarzenegger logic, which is kind of a contradiction, you're a murderer for using fuel. What about every time you fly on an airplane? Are you now a murderer because you flew and now there's like 100 tons of carbon dioxide produced because of your body weight in that seat on an airplane flight? I mean, maybe it's not 100 tons. I'm just throwing that out as a very rough number. Maybe it's only 2 tons. I don't know. But the point is you're producing CO2. You're burning fuel by having a seat on the airplane. And I've heard people actually argue, no, it doesn't matter. The airplane's going there anyway. The morons, your body weight is what matters. It's the weight that, maybe this is just because I'm trained as a pilot. I know all this stuff. But the weight of the airplane determines fuel consumption because the amount of thrust you have to produce to create the lift on the wings has to counteract the mass that's in the airplane. So the heavier the load, the more fuel you burn. So you getting on that plane makes the plane burn more fuel, period. But a lot of these anti-oil liberals have no understanding of how flight dynamics works. They don't understand where anything comes from. They're just shallow thinkers. All they know is they've been told to hate the Koch brothers. They've been told to hate coal. They've been told to hate oil. While they're going out and they're burning coal and they're consuming oil and they're flying around on airplanes so they can go to like climate change festivals and celebrate their hatred for the oil companies that brought them the fuel to get them to the festival. It's unreal. There are moments where I've just about given up on humanity's ability to even function at a cognitive level worthy of being called human. It's that people are so stupid beyond belief. It's as if I'm talking to goats half the time. I mean, I've got goats. They're Nigerian dwarf goats, and they're fun and they're cute and I love them. And I've got one goat to actually respond to her name, which is very hard to do with goats, by the way. But they're just not the brightest creatures on the planet, you know? They're just not that bright. Goats are not geniuses, okay? They function at a very basic level. They're not nearly as smart as dogs, for example. And dogs are not nearly as smart as your average, you know, 6-year-old human. But then when humans become adults today and they get brainwashed by all this hatred and all the fake news on CNN and all this just brainwashing indoctrination, they start to descend into stupidity where they become dumber than dogs and then dumber than goats. I see this all over the place. People are dumber than goats. And I just, like, what's the point half the time? Literally, sometimes I think I should just stop even doing podcasts, stop publishing stories, and just wait for the collapse because it's coming. This civilization cannot go on for very long. The masses are so incredibly dumbed down and so brainwashed and so cognitively retarded in a medical way, in a, you know, stupidity way, that most people will not survive even one big insult to their way of life. You know, one outage of the food supply, one grid down scenario that lasts more than 5 days, you know, one nuclear war that disrupts things. I mean, most people just, they can't make it. They can't survive. They're too dumbed down. And these are the people who usually are the ones trained to hate fossil fuels without thinking about it. It's just blind hatred. And there's really no hope for those people. Just no hope at all. It's like, well, you got to kind of write them off because they're not going to be part of the future of the human gene pool, frankly. There's going to come a day, I don't know if it's a super volcano like Yellowstone that goes off, or a solar flare that goes off and takes the power grid down, or if it's a food supply disruption, war, financial collapse, civil war. I don't know what the big interruption is going to be, but I do know that when it comes, there's going to be mass die-offs of people who, frankly, are too stupid to survive. I know that's coming. You know, natural selection kind of kicks in sooner or later. The Darwin Awards are given out sooner or later to all the people who are too stupid to survive. Yet until that day comes, we have to be around these morons who are dumber than goats. And you can't even reason with them. That's the thing. You can't even reason. You're like, if you're at a climate change festival and you're talking to these people and you say, how did you get here? Did you drive a car? Did you fly on an airplane? Yeah, I drove a car. So you burn gas, huh? Yeah, I burn gas. So you're causing climate change according to your theories. So you're evil because you're using fossil fuels. You're putting money into the hands of the oil companies, right? No, I didn't have a choice. There's no other way to get here. Well, you could have rode a bicycle. People ride bicycles across the country. You could have done that. But no, you drove a car. Why? Because it was convenient. Because guess what? Oil has benefits. Fuel takes you from point A to point B in a convenient way. I don't know if you ever rode a bike from, let's say, Austin, Texas to Los Angeles, California. That's a couple of weeks of bike riding. But you can get there on an airplane in freaking less than 4 hours. Why? Because fossil fuels are very convenient. So convenient that all the people who hate them still use them. It's like, if you're going to oppose something, stop using it. It's like, I oppose GMOs, so I don't buy GMOs. I don't eat GMOs. All you people that oppose oil, why are you still using oil? You're holding out for your solar-powered commercial jet? Really? Because that's never going to happen. We don't have the battery density for that. There's not sunlight density on the wings. There was like an experimental solar-powered airplane that flew at like 4.7 miles per hour with a wingspan the width of a football field, with a one passenger who had to go on a starvation diet to lose enough weight so the thing could take off with the help of a catapult. You know what I mean? That's the kind of thing. That's a solar-powered plane for you. If you put a piece of luggage on it, it won't take off. And you put the fat asses of most Americans on there, that plane is grounded forever. All these people complaining about the oil companies while they're obese from eating all the food grown with diesel-burning tractors and transported with diesel-burning tractor-trailer trucks, and they're overweight because they've overconsumed so much fossil fuel food that they're diseased, and they're complaining about the oil companies. Well, you bought all that stuff. You're the one who force-fed yourself. You're the one who swallowed all that food. You're the one who went to the grocery store and bought all that stuff. Oil companies didn't make you fat. Think through this, people. Think through it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just having a weird day, but everywhere I look in society, I just see the complete insanity around me, just absolute stupidity, idiocy, insanity, brainwashed zombies, people dumber than goats. But we should do like a film. We should do a film called Dumber Than Goats. What happened to America? Public education system, hard at work, dumbing people down to make them dumber than goats. It's incredible. Featuring the Health Rangers goats as the geniuses of the film. I've got one goat who, she responds to her name. It took a little bit of training. I had to feed her some, well, I'm not going to lie, I fed her some nacho cheese flavored Benitos, which are non-GMO snack chips, and she absolutely goes crazy over those, where if I just walk around with a bag of Benitos, she jumps all over me. She's like, you know how they do goat yoga, where you're doing yoga poses and the goats climb on your back? So I've got this goat that climbs all over me even when I'm not doing yoga. I'm just holding a bag of Benitos, and this goat goes insane. And so, but she responds to her name now. It only took a few bags of Benitos to accomplish that. A little bit of training and positive reinforcement does wonders. But as much as I love her, goats just aren't that bright. But I tell you, the goats are more likely to survive a collapse than most Americans. Most of the American people are totally clueless. Don't know what to do. Don't know what to eat. You know, goats, they can just munch on tree bark. They do. They just peel the bark off the trees. Goats can just eat leaves and grass and freaking avocado skins and banana peels. They can live off anything. They're like walking garbage disposals almost, as long as it's food matter, you know. But the average human being will starve to death while living near a field of grass that they could be juicing for protein and enzymes. They will literally starve to death right next to food. Literally. There's food everywhere all around them. There's like wild foods. There's roots. There's like wild onions here in Texas. There's nopal cactus fruit. There's food everywhere, and they will starve to death. That's how stupid they are. Because goats are smarter than they are. You know, even human beings, they will poison their own children with toxic vaccines. Just whatever the government says, oh, you know, you got to give them 20 vaccines. Now it's 40, and then it's 60. And whatever it is, the parents just line up their kids, inject them with 60 vaccines. The government says it's all good. And it's just like, and then your kid has autism and seizures, ends up in the hospital paralyzed from the HPV vaccine. And parents are so stupid, they just keep doing it over and over again to more and more kids. Goats don't do that to their kids. Yes, they're called kids. They don't vaccinate baby goats. My goats have never been vaccinated. They're just fine. Anyway, I'm just saying, if you're going to oppose oil, think through it. Think about you, where your energy comes from. What's your lifestyle? What are you doing? And what are you opposing and what are you in favor of? You know, walk the talk, people. If you hate something, understand where it comes from and why you hate it and be consistent. Don't be the customer creating the thing that you claim to hate and then talk about how the company that provides that to you is evil. Well, if they're evil, then you're evil because you're the one, you created the business model. You created the demand. You're the one driving it. Okay, I think I've made that point enough times. It's just insane. There are times I don't even know. Point is, I'm going to be here. You're going to be here. We can survive almost anything. We're resilient. We're adaptive. We're intelligent. We know what's going on. We're like the actual future of the human race. So, hey, all we can do, I guess, is watch the insanity and watch the collapse and be sure we make it through. That's at this point, that's about all you can do. Read my website as long as it's live and online and still up and running. It's called naturalnews.com. I've got a video site launching called real.video. I'll be hosting, you know, uncensored videos there. And you can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. At least until they just seize all the websites and shut down all the speech and just full fascism rolling out all across America. At that point, you better be awakened. You better be ready to defend your country, because that day's coming, trust me. All right, be safe, everybody. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.